This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. In the house today, Steve Freeman, Manchester Food Co-op. Can't wait to hear the update on that. And again, we're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And don't forget, you can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. That is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And I heard J-Dog's voice in the background, so we have him out back producing. Hi, J-Dog. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good. Did you do anything fun this summer, J-Dog? I hope you did.
Tried to, but again, you know, it was a hot, hot summer. It was too hot, you know?
You think?
Yes, it was too
days.
Hot.
Aw. So you didn't do anything fun this summer then? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Pretty much.
Aw.
Just too hot. It was just, you know.
There's no such thing as too hot.
There is.
Okay, maybe.
I think there is too. I
better too hot than too cold.
I don't like when it's too hot, but just really, those days are not too, you know, they don't happen too often, you know?
I didn't think it was that hot. I thought it was an awesome summer. Dry. Definitely the farmers,
right?
Growers are complaining about the drought, but I didn't miss not having an air conditioner this year. So it may have been hot, but it wasn't too sticky.
Yeah, and I mean, we were at the beach the whole month of August, and we had the best weather.
Yes.
Really, really good weather. Here we go. Weather was awesome. But anyway, so Steve, what'd you do this summer?
Very few miles on my motorcycle. Did not hike one mountain. Oh, you wanted to know what I did do. I had a great summer. I spent a lot of time with friends and family at cookouts and afternoon barbecues, social activities, a couple of concerts. Did not gain weight.
Good
Yay.
Job.
Knock on wood, because I... on that notion...
I found it.
I didn't lose any, but... one thing I did this spring, or this at the start of the summer, is I sort of made a mental decision to quit drinking. Because it's very easy to do in excess over the summer on a boat, on the water, etc. So I quit drinking because I always gain weight in the summer, never in the cold months. I didn't gain weight because I haven't drank in 3 months.
Wow.
So that helped, and it allowed me to feed my ice cream addiction. So it was
a balancing act.
It's completely a balancing act, and I've always said I'd rather eat my calories than drink them.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there.
And it was very easy, except for the social awkwardness of, Steve, you're sitting at the bar, why aren't you drinking? I'm like, I am. It's soda water with bitters. What? Leave me alone. You just make pretend it's a vodka and soda, and you're happy.
I read an article recently about that the social awkwardness of people who either don't drink at all, never have, or who don't drink anymore, or just maybe taking a hiatus or whatever, and... It is awkward, the kind of the expectations of people to say, hey, have a drink. And then you have to explain that you're not, you know, and it really shouldn't mean that. I mean, I love my wine, but it shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, it shouldn't. Exactly.
Agree.
Yeah. But it is kind of.
It usually is. Other people can't seem to. I know what you mean. Totally.
It's kind of like, it's the only thing I know to say, but misery loves company. If I'm drinking, I want company sort of thing. And, you know, so many of my friends are like, are you sure you don't want to drink? Okay, well, we have dinner. Steve, do you want a dessert cocktail? No. I just don't want the calories. It's not that I don't want to drink or have a problem with it. Right. I just don't want the calories. Give me the cake.
But I've heard a lot more people doing that is just get saying no more alcohol, at least for now, while they're trying to be good. And because it is, it's, and then when you, the problem is because when you have one, then it's really easy to have two. And then it's even easier to have three. And even after two, I'm like, oh, now I want ice cream.
That's exactly it. Two or three cocktails, and there goes the cake and the whole quart of ice cream.
Yep.
Skip the cocktails, and that quart of ice cream will last me two or three sittings.
You just kind of lose the willpower. I know I do.
You do.
If I just stick to one, and I just say, that's it, I'm done, then I can be a lot stronger.
And I have a few friends that have been proudly sober for many years, and we still go out to the bars and restaurants and stuff, and I have no qualms whatsoever about people not drinking, but it's like socially, I've had this conversation many times this summer, where you're socially outcast for being sober in a place that serves alcohol.
Yeah, and for some reason, I think the people around you feel uncomfortable.
I think that's what it is.
Maybe it's guilt.
Well, I think it probably is. You know, they're like, well, geez, he's not drinking. Maybe I shouldn't drink. You know, so they're always trying to get you to drink. My mom's like that.
Yeah.
You know, go over and, you know, she's 76. She's single. She, you know, 4 o'clock hits. Boy, that's her cocktail hour.
Right.
You know? So if Daryl and I happen to be there, it's like, you know, aren't you going to have one? Come on, you've got to have one.
But it's I have no complaints whatsoever about the summer, the traffic, the weather, the people, the tourism. I thought it was overall a really decent summer. Nothing major.
I agree.
No chaos locally anyway. All around the world, sure, but I try to focus on local what impacts my life locally anyway. So I was very happy, and every single night maybe one or two nights all summer it was above 70 degrees. That is perfect. Open air sleeping weather.
That's true.
So that was the best part of summer.
At the beach, it was really nice. There was always a breeze. You know, even those hot nights, it was nice over there. I have to say. So. Yeah.
And fall has certainly turned the corner. It's kicked in.
It has.
The past few days, it's been very cool mornings. Oh, it's just it makes you alive.
It does.
Summer slows you down and makes you sort of kick back, but fall, it's just like it fills you up with fresh, clean air, life, transition.
Farmer's market,
pumpkin. There's a place that's selling pumpkin spice motor oil.
No way.
It's just good marketing, but because you can get pumpkin spice 5 years ago was a rarity. And then it's in everything. It's in your shoes, your socks, your hair conditioning products.
So they're trying to be funny.
They're trying to be funny. And I'm sure people are lining up for their pumpkin spice latte oil change.
That is probably the one thing I really, really dislike about fall is all the pumpkin stuff. Mm. I don't like. But although Shelley was in last week, Healthy Solution Spice Blends, mm-hmm. and she brought us in a pumpkin turkey chili,
mm-hmm.
and I tried it. It was really good, but I don't like when the menus change and it's all pumpkin this and pumpkin that because I don't normally usually care for that. But.
I like your Red Arrow pumpkin pies, one or two slices per season, and I'm good. A little bit of whipped cream, but there's a you know roasted pumpkin with a bunch of vegetables. The small little sugar pumpkins I love when they pop out of the ground.
That.
It is an absolutely on that notion that you don't like the pumpkin things because it's the same six things of pumpkin.
Right.
And pumpkin is really a versatile vegetable that we only think of as
think
Halloween.
To do that. So
yeah,
you
it's
know,
awesome.
I'm gonna have to try that.
You make sure you use a sharp peeler because pumpkin is really tough to peel.
Okay.
You're actually better off using a knife. It's got a very thick skin to it. But sugar pumpkins, they're small, like the size of a mini cantaloupe sort of size, personal watermelon size, but delicious.
Okay. Sounds good. We did this week, while we're waiting for Donna. Donna should be calling in any moment. But Daryl and I made a purchase this week that I'm so excited about. Did you see it on Facebook?
I did.
What did you purchase? No.
It's hot pink.
It's not an appliance, or is it an appliance?
No, it's not an appliance.
Well, She did buy hot pink tools, so I wouldn't put it past her.
You don't know what it is?
Not hot pink, no.
I'm going to keep you guessing.
Smoker?
Donna's ready. We already got a smoker.
I saw Daryl sitting watching the smoke billow.
Oh, did you see that? I know, he's sitting out there. You should see him. He's so funny. No, we've been smoking all summer. We'll talk about that after, too.
Okay.
But Donna is ready. So let's get Donna on from Delaware. Hey, Donna. How you doing?
Hey, hot pink and smoking thing. What y'all doing up there?
Just that. That's what we're doing.
That's what you're doing? Hot pink and smoking things. I got a lot of hot pink and smoking things, but I ain't going to talk about that on the national airwaves.
Oh, gee.
It keep me happy.
Good thing we're on a time delay, Donna.
Oh, my gosh. J-Dog has his finger ready.
No, he don't, for real. Oh, I keep it PG-13. Oh. I think I do very well. I'm proud of myself. Go on.
It might have happened a time or two. Just saying.
How is everybody doing today, and how is the weather?
Weather is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It couldn't be nicer. It's perfect.
Oh, so y'all doing y'all thing up there. Is y'all getting some good food in? Because it's fall now. Y'all been getting some good food?
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, Daryl and I have been cooking, and he's been smoking a lot, and it's been great.
There.
He's been smoking some brisket.
Oh, brisket. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because somebody likes it hot and smoky. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can just picture her face brisket. When she does that.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay.
So everybody's
okay.
Good?
We are good. How about you?
I can't complain. It is fall, and the leaves are about to change, and Donna's changing along with it. You know, getting it right and keeping it tight, Tracy, because when I get up there, I'm going to be mucho caliente. I'm going to be smoking.
You're always smoking. You smoking? Always look really good.
Smoking? Oh, well, if you see me today, you would think I was smoking something. You hear me? Because I look a hot mess.
Oh, yeah, sure. Where are you and Teddy going for Christmas this year?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't know
where
yet.
Where are you going?
I know. We don't know either yet.
You haven't had a clue yet?
No.
We got to hook up and do something
right.
Really
and
fun and crazy and wild.
It's like, going to be our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, we got to set it off. We got to make something happen, Captain, because we haven't seen each other like that. Or like we got to get some food adventures and just so we can have a lot to talk about. Yes.
I agree.
We got to do that. Yes,
all right.
We got to make that happen, Captain. Yes.
All
okay,
right.
You ready?
Ready.
Oh, don't be scared, Tracy. I hear you in there. Are you shaking? J-Dog got his finger on the button so he could keep it on the button because it's going down. Here we go. Don't you hate it when people peg you for being one-dimensional? Mm-hmm. I was told never to judge a book by its cover. Here's the problem with typecasting. People are fickle. I can't speak for everyone, but if you're like me, I'm always changing my mind, my hair, and even my underwear. Yes, just look around. What was hot is now not. Apple has just come out with this new thing, and we're about to elect a new captain in chief of the U.S. Zulu Nation. The seasons are about to turn over a new leaf, so I was thinking, what can we do with dry beef? It has gotten a bad rap, y'all, bad rap. It's been called all kinds of names and stuff, and like crap, SOS. That's not right. That's a hot mess, literally, when it's served over white toast. Dry beef became a mainstream in World War II and the Depression era as an economical way to stretch out the rations. Well, it stayed around the hill well past the 80s. I guess we didn't get the telegram neither that the war or the Depression was over because we still had outhouses and plenty of dry beef. I could remember it being on the menu every Sunday morning for breakfast at church. And my mama still fixes it for my daddy from time to time. It hasn't went nowhere. Just like acid wash jeans and cellulite. It ain't went nowhere. My cellulite ain't went nowhere yet, y'all. But, hey, that's another story. I keep hearing and seeing, let's make America great again. If you can make dry beef great again, you got my vote. And the recipe of the week. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Here comes red-eye dry beef gravy. King, here's what you'll need to SOB, save our beef, from a Captain Jumbo Jolt. You'll need 1 packet of 3-ounce dry beef, 1 stick of butter, 1/4 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of portobello mushrooms, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of rosemary, and 1/4 cup of green onion. Now, I had to go to my advisory council, which I will never, ever, 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 ever get rid of, a.k.a. my mama, and she walked me through on how to keep it right and tight so I can make a banging dry beef gravy. She stated, place your butter, your dry beef. Now I cut it up into little tiny strips. And I sliced my mushrooms, and I placed it in a skillet. I browned that for about 2 minutes, placed in my flour to make a roux, and I kept stirring and stirring and stirring, and I poured in 12 ounces of coffee you need to have on hand as well. So I took the coffee, and I poured it into my pot, which I kept stirring. Now, you will make it as thick as you want your dry beef. So you could use 20 ounces or you could use less, depending on how thick you like your gravy. Now, I serve mine over sweet potato French fries, or you can serve yours over grits. Now, that's how you be a true SOB. Davin, or beef, dried beef. Keen.
Wow. So, red eye dried beef gravy.
Then it's not. Me and Tay just ate it. He ate it over French fries and other things, but that's okay. I ain't going to talk about that.
So, when I was growing up in Oklahoma, we had SOS. So it's probably the same thing. It was something on a shingle because it's kind of what it looked
ship
like.
Ship on a shingle.
Yeah, there you go. We'll call it that.
Yeah, it's love on a shingle.
And we used to do it. It was cheap. And, you know, when you growing up, you know.
It goes a long way.
Exactly. So they would just put it over toast. We'd have that for dinner, even.
No, I don't want no more toast, y'all. No. I put mine over sweet potato French fries, and girl, it was banging. Put that little green onions over and grated me some Parmesan cheese and made me like a poontang. Yes, it did.
You know, we used to do that at the diner, SOS. It was cream chip beef on toast.
Yep.
And the old timers loved it.
I just wrote it down.
You what?
I use coffee as the gravy, red eye gravy, coffee.
I think that's what my grandfather used to do too.
Wow.
Yeah, he used coffee now, see? Y'all, I didn't care. I said, you know what? My mom used to just use cream, milk to make it, but I wanted to do a little, I kicked it up because Teddy got this Keurig in here and he told me to use that dark Italian roast, you know. Mm-hmm. I think Teddy's a little Italian too. He is dark and he be speaking that, you know. I think he could speak a little Italian, so we good to go, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we good to go.
Oh, dear. All right, well, that sounds really good.
Good. And I definitely will put it on my website, and then y'all can have y'all some red-eye gravy. Because you know what? We're going to make dry beef great again. We don't care what they're going to do. Let's make dry beef great. Can you do that? If you can do that, you got my vote. Because we need to bring back the SOB. You hear? Save our beef, y'all. Save our beef. For life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna got to get herself out of here so she can get herself some SOS, some SOB, and everybody SSS. You know, see y'all. Love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna. Tell Teddy hi. Oh, dear.
So Christmas is a Saturday this year, and New Year's is a Saturday, New Year's Day. So I think I always prefer all my life Christmas when it's on the weekends because you get a long weekend out of it and people don't really have to adjust their schedules so much. So it's a good time to get away.
Oh, yeah.
But it's on a Saturday because it's like you get that whole week off between anyway. So.
It's a leap year. It's a Sunday.
Oh.
Christmas and New Year's are Sundays this year.
Saturday or Sunday. I have the same opinion when it's on the weekend. Christmas is a Sunday, so that means, you know, the day after Christmas is usually sort of chill with the family and stuff.
Right.
Now it's back to work.
Right. That's true.
No, they should give an extra day off.
That's why you get out of town for the week.
That's why I like it better when it's like at the beginning of the week, because then you still have your weekend, then you celebrate Christmas, and then, you know, and then next thing you know, you go back to work, and you only have like 2 days, and then it's weekend again. But then it's New Year's, and you start all over again.
That's right.
It's like that for two weeks.
That's right. I just learned, I'm sure a lot of listeners know this, but most manufacturers shut down between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a built-in week off for all those workers, which I think is, I didn't know that. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought on The Pulse. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. We have Steve Freeman in the house as well. And then at the top of the hour, we'll be joined with our Make-A-Wish friends. We haven't talked with them for a little bit. And then we're going to end the show with our very own Kim Bergeron talking about her blog and things to do and how her summer was. I really haven't seen Kim or you, Steve, all summer. Mm-hmm. Like all summer. Goes by like, just like that.
Some of us have to work every day, Carol. Some of us are on vacation all summer. I'm jealous of your Facebook posts. But I'm also, honestly, I'm the type of guy that's happy. Enjoy your life. Celebrate what you've worked hard for. Enjoy it as much as you can. If I could take all those vacations with you, I'd be happier too.
Yeah, me too.
I came back a couple times.
No, I know. I'm telling you. I'm jealous, but I'm not envious. I'm proud of you and what you've accomplished.
Thank
and
you.
Most people are like, well, must be nice. And I'm like, it must
That's
be nice,
say, when
must you
be
work,
really nice
when you work and you create a successful world. And stop and smell the roses. Yeah. And you've had a lot of roses. So I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Enjoying the fruits of your labor, as they say.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's
right. Exactly.
So my purchase. I purchased a bike.
A mountain bike.
No, it's a road bike.
Road bike? Okay.
I got a road bike. I went to Good Ales. They were very nice. Walked me through it all. I tried out 3 different bikes. Told him what we'll be using it for. You know, Daryl's getting one too. He's actually picking it up today. And we'll go do like the rail trails and just like a different form of exercise.
Rail trails are such a great concept. And, they're flat.
Right.
So it's very easy riding. You can loop this whole city of Manchester right now.
Yes.
Not the whole city, but
almost.
I've done it with incorporating the rail trail to sort of figure out
do
your
you
way.
Do you have a bike too?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yep. I ran it once crazily. I won't do that again, but I will do it on the bike. But eventually you'll be able to take these rail trails, you know, to the White Mountains, and I think it's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, where do you, like, do you just, because I looked it up, you know, online, but there's not really, it doesn't give you any good maps and where to start and where to go. And
on the rail trail?
Yeah.
My favorite link is starting at the Fisher Cat Stadium and heading all the way up to Piscataquag Falls or Kelly Street Bridge, whatever it's called.
So
on the west
where
side.
At the Fisher Cat?
Where the bull is.
Yeah, so you have to go down past
the hotel. I go up and
yes,
back that
and
way.
there's a ramp that kind of goes off to the left by the condo. There's like condos there, and there's a ramp that goes up, and there's the bull with his giant hanging off. I don't understand that bull.
Is that a sign of rail trail?
The bull is like it's just a piece of art that wasn't put there, but it's the it's sort of the what do you call the thing, the trailhead.
Yeah, and then you go across the Merrimack there, and then it takes you kind of through the rail trail, the paved bike trail in Manchester, and then it connects over by the Kelly Street Bridge, the new bridge that they put on, that's a new footbridge that's been closed for years.
Right.
And then it takes you, so all of that is pretty much paved, and then when you get on the other side of that, it's gravel, but it's really nicely maintained by Goffstown, and it goes all the way to the village in Goffstown.
So that's, really where I live off of Donald Street, I could probably catch it over near Kelly Street then?
Yeah.
I would just go down Main Street to where Tires Incorporated is.
Yep.
Right there.
You'll
That's
see
where
it.
It is.
There's a little, you'll see it. It comes across. There's a sidewalk.
A couple of bollards there so you can't drive vehicles on it.
Right.
Right at
but
Tires
that goes,
Inc.
That goes over to the Fisher Cats if I want to go the other way.
You pick it up just to go the opposite direction.
Yep. And I forgot you pointed that out. It's now the Kelly Street Bridge is now connected, and I heard it's actually absolutely beautiful in the Goffstown. You go behind the women's.
It's gorgeous.
There's like an ice cream stand
along
the
trail. That's the side I am either, when I was running, either biking or running on that a couple times a week. I love it. It's beautiful over there. I pick it up behind the prison generally and head towards Manchester. Or now they have a nice new parking lot over by the old Villa Augustina by the baseball fields. There's a new parking lot there. And you can just, from that parking lot to for walking or running from that parking lot to House Pharmacy, basically in the village, it kind of comes out right there, and back is exactly 3 miles. So it's a nice quick little walk.
Okay.
Yep.
But the whole thing is probably like, if you do a round trip, like 18, 20 miles.
I somehow I recall the paved portion in Manchester is 7 miles. From the Fisher Cat Stadium to the bridge.
One way. So if you double it, so 14. So if you did the whole thing, it probably is like 20 miles or more.
Well, geez, I'm just starting as a beginner. I don't think I'd be able to do
but
that.
But it's nice that it gives you something to work up towards. It's not just, a short little thing. And it is really nice.
Right.
Have you ridden a bicycle before?
Well, like 30 years ago.
So when you were a little girl sort of thing, or teenager years? Because I've learned as an adult, some people make me nervous on bicycles. and it's different when you're a kid and you fall and you get back up, you cry, your mommy kisses your elbow.
Yeah, that doesn't happen when we're old.
It's very different when you're old.
I'm sure.
I was riding with my ex-wife a few years ago, and she took a terrible fall with her son, and it changed my opinion of, yeah, let's go for a fun little bike ride.
Are you trying to scare Carol?
No. I want you to be confident, but some people are not good behind the wheel of a car. Some people are better on two wheels on a bicycle. But no, I absolutely encourage it. You know what I love about riding your bike is it's at your pace. You can shift to make yourself more comfortable. And, you know, being an architecture buff, I can't appreciate architecture when I'm driving or so much as a passenger. When you're slower on a bike or walking, or that's what I loved about running is like, wow, the city of Manchester is so beautiful. I never really realized all this beautiful architecture on the street. That's what I love about riding a bike too, is you're at your own pace and you enjoy the scenery.
Right. Well, I'm anxious. He gets it today, so this weekend we'll be out cycling.
Break it in.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at your picture. It looks like, is it a hybrid?
It is a hybrid.
That's what I have too. A hybrid is nice because it's really good on the pavement and on the gravel.
Exactly.
And you'll like
that's
it.
That's what they said.
I love mine.
They said. Yeah. Oh, cool. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. We are at the top of the hour. And when we get back, before we chat with Make-A-Wish, we're going to get an update on the Manchester Food Co-op. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.